This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Amid increasing worries in the Asia-Pacific region about China's long-term intentions toward its neighbors, U.S. President Joe Biden hosted Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House on Wednesday. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Alongside Biden, Japan's Prime Minister Kishida told reporters he intends to strengthen his country's defense forces through acquisition of counter-strike capabilities and increasing the military's budget.
Japan and the United States and Australia will create a network system of air, missile, and defense architecture.
The two leaders on Thursday are to be joined by the President of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., for a summit. Their talks are to focus on how they can better protect the Philippines as China more aggressively asserts its territorial claims in the South China Sea. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Germany's Lufthansa said on Wednesday it suspended flights to Tehran because the situation in the Middle East, where the region is on alert for possible Iranian retaliation over a suspected Israeli airstrike on Iran's embassy in Syria. An Iranian news agency briefly stoked tensions further when it published an Arabic report on social media saying all airspace over Tehran had been closed for military drills. The agency then removed the report and denied it issued such news. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Wednesday said there's a need for military aid for Ukraine, particularly the urgent need for air defenses.
Delays in delivery of air defenses will allow Russian missiles to hit more targets, and delays in delivery of ammunition will allow Russia to